Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. If you think you're paying too much for gas, a quick drive across town or across the state line might prove you're right. Data from GasBuddy reveals a staggering 80-cent price gap right here in Montana. That's pretty high for this time of the year. Savvy shoppers tracked down regular unleaded gas for $4.19 yesterday, while the state's most expensive station topped out at $4.99. That highest price is probably there in Petroleum County. That's been the case for the past couple of weeks. Montana's current average of $4.55 also highlights a sharp divide on the national stage. While the U.S. average actually dropped a penny this week to $4.47, Montana prices jumped 9 cents. In fact, we're now paying nearly double what we did 5 years ago when state averages set at a comfortable $2.90. Looking around the region, the price variance continues to widen. Drivers heading south will find Wyoming slightly cheaper at $4.49, while crossing west into Idaho will cost you more. Averages there have crested at $4.61 a gallon for regular. It's not just the Forest Service and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks have been working hard to get ready for Montana's summer season. J.D. Knight reports Bureau of Land Management crews have also been very busy, including improvements at one of Montana's most popular destinations.
The Bureau of Land Management in Montana has been hard at work this spring at one of the most popular water destinations in the state. Holter Lake Campground and the adjacent Log Creek Campground are part of the ongoing updates within the water system. The BLM project is part of efforts to upgrade potable water and irrigation systems in the chain of lakes recreational areas. Those upgrades help with safer and reliable water sources for visitors and residents alike. The upgrades will continue through the summer with staggered starts at each to allow only one campground closure at a time. Residents are encouraged to check their reservation dates to ensure that the campgrounds are available. The BLM said recreationists affected by the closures will be issued refunds. For the Montana State News Network, I'm J.D. Knight.